Well, the slopes are north facing, and that's one of the reasons we're an early ripening vineyard, and we've been able to ripen varieties such as Cabernet quite well, and also we planted Shiraz because we're a warmer vineyard. We have fairly austere soils, and we've managed to have fairly good results with our Pinot and our Riesling and our Chardonnay. This is Bill Rayner, who's does all the hard yards in the vineyard, managing the vines, and he's a long experience in this vineyard, and is really much more knowledgeable about the viticultural side of things than I am, because in my day job I'm a doctor, so I've got an excuse for not knowing too much about some of the technical issues that Bill's an expert in.
You're looking at Pinot Noir. It's a 2051 clone, which is a very upright clone. Well, this year has been very trying for us, particularly we had a 170-year flood in the river valley there. We had a late frost, and it was about the 13th of October, which caused a lot of damage in the vineyard. About 50% of the crop was affected. Fortunately, this block of Pinot you're looking at now was virtually untouched, so it's something.
So what have you started picking?
We've picked for sparkling base this year. We've mainly all our Chardonnay and Pinot, bottom block of Pinot, are going in for sparkling, mainly because of the reduced yield, but also because of the uneven ripening that we got from the frost. The top of the hill is very ripe, where the bottom of the hill is just starting again from scratch. So we mix them up, and hopefully that balances out the acid levels and the ripeness.
Now that you've got a foothold here, have you got any plans to explore new varieties that might be more suited to a variable climate, as a lot of interstate winemakers are coming down here and dabbling in the Tasmanian climate?
We've planted Shiraz because we're fairly confident that this vineyard is warm enough to ripen Shiraz. We also recently planted Pinot Gris, and we may plant some Pinot Meunier to go into our sparkling. Vineyards throughout Australia are being affected by climate change. It's a practical reality for vineyards. And Tasmania is a critically important part of the Australian wine industry because of our southern latitude means that we'll hopefully be less affected than some of the other states, and that's one of the reasons some of the major companies are now investing so heavily in the Tasmanian wine industry. If you're investing money in the wine industry in Australia, Tasmania is the logical place to invest at the moment. Hello, gentlemen. How are you finding your wines today?
It's excellent.
And where are you from?
Sweden.
Sweden?
Yep.
So which ones are you trying at the moment?
I'm having the Riesling. I like it a lot. It's very good. White wine's sort of growing on me all the time. I'm not a wine super expert, but I've usually had a lot of Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand and Tasmania, and now I'm trying out all your other white wines. So I think this is it's a really nice region. There are actually some wines sold now in Sweden from Joseph Cromie and some other places in the stores there. So a lot of friends spoken well about Tasmanian wine, so we've actually been to a couple of vineyards and like it.
We're seeing a lot of overseas tourists who are coming from Asia, the States, some Europeans, and tourists are now coming to Australia to come to Tasmania. We're seeing quite a lot of people where their primary destination is Tasmania, and Tasmania has a window of opportunity here to capitalise on being recognised as a premium tourist destination. The vineyards play a critical role in that because, as we see it, the attractions in Tasmania are the national parks, the cultural events, the vineyards and the history of this state. And the vineyards punch above their weight because although they only generate a small portion of the state's economy, they have enormous impact on the hotels, the restaurants, and just attracting people to the state as a premium destination. A British wine writer recently described the Tamar Valley as being one of his top 10 tourist destinations for wine in the world, and I think Tasmanians underestimate that they're sitting on a premium destination, and we hope that the mentality changes so that the government very aggressively promotes what we've got here, because they're so important to the tourist industry.